Blog Talk Radio.
You know what I'm talking about? It's
Taco Tuesday. Oh, it's Taco Tuesday.
Man, it ain't Taco Tuesday down here. It's rainy Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. You
got
to get the taco.
Yeah, well, we ain't eating Mexican tonight. We might not be eating nothing tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, nasty.
That's crazy.
But we drinking tonight. I know that's right.
Okay,
is it storming there?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it stormed like 3 o'clock in the morning, and that shit didn't stop about 7 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that lightning was hitting hard. That thundering was shaking the whole house. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, I was just up with my dog because my dog's so scary, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we were chilling. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's storming here now and raining and carrying on. Elsa is, I guess, hiccuping on this side of things. And so that's what we got going on. But I want to know, how was y'all 4th of July? because shit was just happening all over the world, it seems like, on the 4th of July this year. It's just really crazy stuff going on. So I was just wondering how you guys this 4th was. So I think, Anton, are you here?
Definitely.
Hey, what's going on? How was your 4th?
It was good until a little later at night. I started getting calls to get up and go see what's going on Detroit Avenue.
We don't get into
that. Yeah, definitely. But other than that, it was cool. You know, I don't celebrate no days of independence or freedom, because if you're a felon, you are a slave in the United States of America. So I don't celebrate the independence days, the freedom days, none of that, till we all free. So,
that's what's up. Okay. Playground to Don, how was your 4th?
Oh, it was pretty decent. I can't complain. Spend a little time with family out of town.
That's what's up. Okay. Snipe, how was your 4th?
Oh, man. Well, I had to work, so that was my 4th of July. But, you know, we made it do what we do. We had a, we call it our chain gang meal for the 4th. We had a little steak, potatoes, but other than that, we were chilling all day, but ain't do shit else.
Okay. All right. DJ Sergeant Rock, how was your 4th?
Let me tell you what I did. I did absolutely nothing, Trill. I stayed at home in my motherfucking bed in my goddamn pajamas all day long and all night long. I didn't even see the fireworks show. I didn't do none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? For real. I kicked it in my house, in my bed, watching TV, smoking weed, drinking. By my goddamn self.
I don't celebrate it. And so I didn't do anything. I chill myself.
Right.
And I think that's everybody. I didn't miss nobody, did I? Oh, Common, how was your 4th?
You always miss the laid back one.
No, but you're at the bottom of the screen.
Okay. I worked the 4th. I worked the 5th. It's just another day. But it was double time and a half, so I was happy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was time. Okay. So I want to share with y'all. It was so funny. This lady on TikTok, right? Her 4th was not great. And I completely felt her going through this trauma, because it's trauma. Okay. Everybody want to celebrate the 4th in our neighborhoods, which is completely, I just don't get it. I don't get it, but okay. So it's like a trained thing that black people do for Independence Day, which is not really their Independence Day, because all of their brothers and sisters was not free. So that's not Independence Day for us. That didn't happen until Juneteenth. And so, okay, but anyway, so we're celebrating the 4th of July, and there's fireworks for days. Like, when you live in apartments, like, everybody, mamas and daddies go by fireworks. So it's just shit popping all day. And then when it first started, see, I had to train my mind to be like, okay, no, it's not bullets, it's the 4th. Okay, no, it's not, wait a minute, but that do sound like bullets. So, you know, you try to determine what is fireworks and what is actual bullets. And this lady, it was so funny, y'all. She got on TikTok and she made this TikTok video about one of her neighbors. And I'm going to play it for you, and then we're going to come back and chat about it.
This message is from my neighbor, Tony, that lives down the street and around the corner. Tony, yesterday you were an asshole. You went from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. this morning popping off fireworks, which triggered some type of PTSD in my dog. And so I woke up this morning choosing revenge and anger. Fuck you. And your homeboy Mark that was at your house yesterday eating your food and drinking your liquor and kikiing with you is fucking your wife Patty. Have a good day.
Now that was cold. That was cold.
That was real.
I'm just trying to figure out why she kept her dog outside when it was popping fireworks. She talking about the shit triggered PTSD in the dog. How you know the dog got PTSD?
Same reason why you know your dog be scared when it's thunder and lightning. They don't like all that noise.
No. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, they My dog
is a scary ass dog because he was breeded that way. You know what I'm saying? He's a house dog.
All dogs.
Y'all scared.
All dogs.
You ain't gonna tell me that a pit bull. Or a Doberman Pinscher or a German Shepherd is going to get all wild and crazy or it got PTSD because of some goddamn fireworks.
Well, I'm not going to say I disagree because dogs, they do not like thunder, loud noises, and stuff like that. They go cower in the corner. I'm talking about the biggest of dogs. Do not like thunderstorm, loud noises, boom, kabangs, and stuff like that. They don't fuck around. They get the hell on. I don't care.
They make all the noise when it ain't thundering and lightning and shit. You know what I'm saying? They doing all the goddamn
barking in the M80s two different times.
You can't walk down the goddamn street for some goddamn dogs coming to the motherfucking fence. Rah, rah, rah. You mean to tell me some thunder hit and they get scared? Shit.
Yeah, something like that.
That's what they say. Okay.
I got one question. How bad could the fireworks mess with her and her dog? Remember, she said, I'm your neighbor from down the street and around the corner.
Right.
Damn,
right.
That sounds like some nosy shit to me.
Fireworks is loud, though. Fireworks is loud as shit.
But
yeah.
Now everybody
so ain't got the same popping them
fireworks, off. Everybody ain't got the same type of money to buy the same type of fireworks that everybody is busting. Like, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Most motherfuckers got money to buy little fireworks, you know, shit that, you know, little pop. And then some motherfuckers got money to where the shit go boom.
Yeah.
But the thing is, now this is a kicker for me. I'm surprised y'all attached to the dog instead of the fact that she ratted completely out on this man's wife. He just told his
best friend
that his friend that's been coming to his house and that was there at the barbecue, eating his barbecue and drinking his liquor, is also sleeping with his wife. And named his wife. Now, what I'm asking y'all is, do you feel like she was out of place? Or was she just in a moment that she was sick of it? So I'm going to start at the top with Snipe. What do you think? What are your thoughts on her ratting the lady out about the fireworks?
Okay, she didn't have to do all that. You know what I'm saying? Her problem was fireworks. You know what I'm saying? It had to go to the extreme of letting the business out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows now, you know what I'm saying? She could have held that in and just been like, look, fuck you because of the fireworks. You've been popping off. You know what? I'm going to get you back on something else, not that. That's crazy. But, yeah, she got a line for that one.
Yeah, she was. Okay. Anton, what are your thoughts?
Nah, I'm petty, so I would have did the same thing and maybe even worse. But as far as dogs and animals, yeah, dogs, like I've had 100 dogs, and I don't care if they pit bulls, Rottweilers, or Chihuahuas. I got a Shih Tzu right now. They do not like gunfire, M80s, thunder and lightning, none of that. They don't.
but you got a Shih Tzu though.
Yeah, I didn't got hoes. I went from pinch to Shih Tzu. And I got a hamster.
He got a cat. A pet rat, y'all.
Yeah, that sounds like a zoo.
That's
an angel.
Yeah. So, okay. Rob, what are your thoughts? Should she have ratted this lady out or kept her mouth closed?
Well, I mean, you know, in the height of passion, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers do some stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, she was pissed off all that long time that the boy was popping the fireworks and all that old shit was going on. So she felt like she could get her back by, you know, ratting out. Now, the thing of it is this. She put the dog in it. I'm still on that. How the fuck can you, a human being, tell when a dog has PTSD? Bitch, you don't know. You don't know. And then for her, the red old girl out, well, you know, like I said, in the heat of passion, you know what I'm saying, people do stupid shit. But I don't think that was a good idea. But at the same time, shit, the whole neighborhood probably already know that shit, and she probably the last motherfucker to know about it. So she thinks she doing the whole neighborhood a favor. Shit, motherfuckers in the neighborhood probably already know some freaking going on. So she ain't said shit. She ain't said nothing. She ain't said nothing. She was just mad. She was just jealous. You know what I'm saying? Because she got to be jealous if she coming with all this other extra shit and then putting the dog in it. I'm still on the dog. I'm still on the goddamn dog. What kind of dog did she have? What kind of dog does she own?
You do say. What kind of dog?
Probably a little chihuahua. A little chihuahua.
She had a Yorkie. Something
that's going to get scared when you snap your fingers and shit.
Okay, Trent Brown, what are your thoughts? Was she out of line or what?
Oh, I think she was out of line. I think the problem might have been she was messing around with the dude that was messing around with her neighbor wife. And that's why it came up, because what did that have to do with him popping firecrackers? You can go to a firecracker show at the high school, it lasts from 6 to 9. So he did it from 8 to 12. That's just a couple hour difference, you know, in between what you got going on at the high school. It ain't like he was popping them all night long. But then, like she said, you know, and that's why such and such is messing around with your wife, such and such. Okay, well, how would you know that if he living down the street and around the corner?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now you mad because your old man messed around with this man's wife and you found out. So now you got to find a reason to call him and rat his wife out because you mad at your old man for messing around with this man's wife.
And you put the dog in it.
and the dog got PTSD.
I'm still on the dog.
Yeah, no. Okay. So now, on a more serious note, y'all, some shit popped off in Toledo, Ohio. A big shooting took place there. And I'm going to let Anton, because he's more aware of what is going on. He is actually in Toledo, Ohio, and he could give us better information. We have a recording that the guy sent in, and I'm going to play that for y'all once he gives y'all the rundown.
Well, again, like I said, I got a call that there was a shooting by Detroit and Central in Toledo, Ohio. And as soon as I got the call, I'm like, okay, it's a shooting. Then I got another call while I was still on that call, and they were saying the police were shooting people. Jump on Facebook and look at this young gentleman's live. So as I caught the end of the live, he jumped off that one and went to another one. But the reports that night, the story has changed. But what was said that night was that officers pulled up, came across the field with ARs, and started, six of them, and started shooting into people down shooting.
Damn.
The validity of that exact statement, but if you're listening to the live, it sounds real, because one thing, I work with law enforcement, and I've been an adversary of theirs for 20-some years before I got out the way. But if they're in a gunfight with law enforcement, here's one thing. If it's black people shooting, we're going to pop, get our whatever we doing out the way, and we're going to flee the scene. That's just how it goes. White people, they're going to pop, they're going to flee the scene. Officers, if they're engaged in a gunfight with you, you're not going to hear, as you do in the video, several different instances of rounds of AR-15 gunfire. So you hear that. It stops. You hear people screaming and hollering. Then you hear that. You hear automatic gunfire from the same type of rifles. You don't hear no pop-pops. You don't hear no different. So it's accurate to me from what I heard and seen from the live that, and then the young man asked the officer not to shoot him. He's just trying to get his car. He didn't understand why the officers was out there shooting. And so in my assertion right then, I said, listen, I don't think these are officers, because, again, what I saw in the video and the amount of gunfire and the way the gunfire was happening, it sounded more like a war or some military action. And if they were in police uniform, it sounded like they were the Proud Boys or the Klan or somebody imitating policemen. And how will you get a crowd of people not to shoot back or even to react? But anything goes. You put on a military uniform or a police uniform and badge, and you don't have to be law enforcement, and you could do what they did. They was walking people down. They shot people inside their homes who wasn't even outside at the block party. And what? I think in total, 11 people were shot, two critically.
No.
Yeah, so we're going to play a little bit of this, y'all. This live recording was done by, what's his name, Anton? I can't remember his name. I'm going to tell y'all when I come back.
Too Shiesty on Facebook,
y'all. He recorded this live as it was happening, and I didn't get all of it, but I'm gonna play some of it for y'all. You'll get a very clear idea of that scene. Girl, what the fuck? I gotta hold my line stuck.
I'm about to run. Man, hell no. Man, what the fuck? Oh my God. Oh my God. Hey. It's a massive shootout. It's a massive shootout right now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh shit. 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 I'm good, you good? Anybody here?
I thought they was finna pop my ass on.
Oh my God! Hey, bro!
Yeah, so that's a kind of an idea of that scenery, and if you could just imagine in your mind being there, and I'm quite sure we've all been there before, because maybe we didn't have our, you know, 15, but I've been in some situations where they done lit the bitch up, you hear me? And you got to just try to figure your way around and get to where you can get to and get there quickly, because one thing for sure, two things for certain, bullets ain't got no names on them. And
brother, he made a follow-up video while he was filming it live. People were laughing, you know, at his reaction. And as well as to explain to people what was happening, he watched somebody to the child and help that child to stay down, because like I'm a gangster, like certified, like tattoos, body problems, issues, rehab, all that. But so now how gangster you is when automatic gunfire at you around you and you are not prepared to even be in a gunfight. Them people was out there, and everybody talk contrary to the news says that everybody was out there getting along. If you go to Two Shiesty's page, he has a right after that, he said he was buying water in some backwoods. He was dapping up his homeboy. The police are trying to say that it was a massive fight and gunfire. I found nobody to corroborate what the police are saying post the incident, even though I don't believe it was police that was doing the shooting. The feds, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms has taken over the investigation, because I don't know if they don't trust the Toledo police or it's the fact that everybody claims that it was officers in uniforms. I don't believe it was officers. I believe it was people who purchased uniforms, and they used that to make sure people were docile and in a state of confusion and chaos to where you're not. And that's the problem. I don't give a fuck who you are. If you come to the hood in the 80s and 90s with that bullshit, we were smoking you. The cops didn't come with the bullshit. Other people from other hoods didn't come with the bullshit in this same city. Now the kids, they're more worried about partying and drug use, and they're not organized at all. And even for the older people to try to organize them, I strive daily politically, socially, and economically to empower people for free. And until we understand that, I don't give a fuck what you got on, blue, red, gang flags, you from my same hood, or the police or military, you come shoot my women and children, I'm fucking you up. And that has to be the consensus around the board. I believe those were Proud Boys that did it, and that's why the feds have taken over the investigation. So I digress and let you finish what you were saying.
Okay. I just wanted to give the people an idea of what was happening on the 4th. A lot of stuff was happening, but Toledo is offering the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible for the shooting at the block party in Toledo. And you can call if you have tips or you know something. You can call 888-ATF-TIPS, or you can email ATFTIPS at atf.gov. Okay? So, you can go there and also let these folks know what's happening if you know anything. Because for one, like Anton said, when I first heard about it, I'm saying, that don't sound like the police to me. That sounds like some Proud Boy shit. And I could be totally wrong on that shit. But I don't think so. It sounds like something. And the fact that Trump is rallying again, he's holding these little rallies and these little sessions and stuff, I don't know what he's telling them people, because whatever he tell them, they gon' damn do it, because I don't know why, they just are. So I think that if you do know something, this is a time to really let somebody know, because your neighborhood could be next, you know, for some shit like this to be happening. So you have to take that seriously. So,
if you notice that the law enforcement is trying to pay us for information to catch whoever, which we won't, because they were white men dressed as law enforcement. And so, and then the law enforcement trying to get us to give information, and then we looking at them like, what happened and whatever. But the ploy was to have us by in the morning, shooting at the police, rioting against the police because they was out there in uniform. That shit didn't work. Nothing they have tried so far has started that race war or that collapse of the way of things, the way of life, because we're not as simple as they think. But something got to be done, and one thing for sure, two for certain, if anybody get an award, a reward, is going to be a white person who turned in their daddy, their mama, whoever helped plan that or did that. It ain't going to be nobody from the hood, because if they know who did it, they'll be the guy that $5,000 as soon as it was posted.
Right.
What posted in the
right.
hood ain't going to turn in the people who were shooting in the crowd. Come on, keep it real.
Yep. And then, number one, you can't expect black people to get down with the police, because just like Anton said, you know what I'm saying, we fearing the police anyway. You know what I'm saying? But if these people ain't police and they were shooting at the crowd and running down people and shooting them and shit, you know what I'm saying, then something needs to be done about that. You know what I'm saying? For real. Because Toledo, Ohio, you wouldn't think that type of shit goes on in Toledo, Ohio, man. That's Ohio, man. The only thing Ohio been known for is the Ohio players. You see what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. This shit is crazy. You know what I mean? And to go with that, the government regulated all this gun use. You know what I'm saying? You got to be 18 or adult to buy a gun or purchase a gun and all that shit. See, all them goddamn gun laws, that shit plays a part in this shit too. Because if a motherfucker couldn't get a hold to a gun, he couldn't shoot the bitch. Trill.
Right. That's what's up. That's what's up. But anyway, that's what I wanted to do. Let's have a chit chat with y'all. And Common, I'm sorry, I did not mean to skip you on the thoughts of what the lady has said. So I'm going to give you the floor now. I didn't mean to do that. I thought you had answered for some reason or another, but what are your thoughts on the lady ratting the other lady out?
No comment.
I know, wish you would play that one more time for the people in the back.
Oh, man.
She did her thing, though. She said she woke up with something on her chest and she got it off.
Yo.
Disrespectful after the fourth, or after you get your little fireworks off, people be doing it for a week before and after. I love fireworks. I love firearms, all that. But at the end of the day, there's gotta be a limit to it. 2-3 in the morning, the North ordinance is over last. So past the 4th of July, kill that shit when people trying to go to sleep to go to work, or you scaring the animals and the children in the middle of the night about their sleep. So there got to be some kind of sense for that.
Guess what? The police ain't going to come in the neighborhoods where they doing all this goddamn extensive fireworks shooting at, because number one, they know it's the 4th, and down here, they give us a couple of days after the 4th, you know what I'm saying? And then after them couple of days, if you shoot something up in the sky or in the city limits, then, you know, the police going to come, whoop, whoop, blah, blah, blah. But
it's illegal here, us in the community to tolerate it, and then them to tolerate it, you got to use some common sense, because it's illegal 100% here.
All right, watch this. New Year's Eve, you pop fireworks. Memorial Day, you pop fireworks. What's so different about them 2 days when July 4th come around? You still popping fireworks, man. You see what I'm saying?
I get it. You gotta get the end to it. You gotta stop.
Well, it ain't gonna stop because they making too much money off of Negroes going to buy a whole bunch of shit that go boom. They ain't gonna stop that shit.
Do that?
Shit that's louder than a hand grenade now that you can buy. Fireworks. And you like that bitch? And I'm talking about I had a whole hood shook. You see what I'm saying? Like, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I like that fireworks thing catching on fire and shit. I like that shit. Now, I like that shit. I
now
like
that,
that shit.
In Texas, y'all. Crazy thing. Somebody dropped the cigarette and ignited the whole damn fireworks stand. Like, the whole fireworks stand went up in fireworks. It was fireworks flying every damn where. And so I'm quite sure the insurance company had to come in and be like, how in the world y'all let this happen?
That shit was funny. They were just standing around, and then all of a sudden, he dropped that motherfucker, and one of them lit up, and they thought that shit was going to stop. Shit. Burnt the whole goddamn fireworks stand down.
See that shit was hilarious.
I'm like, man, don't you know this fireworks is just like explosives. You know what I'm saying? So you already know if you ignite some shit, oh yeah, it's gonna go boom. I'm talking about they lit that motherfucking stand up, boy. God damn. I'm talking about they were running trying to get away from the shit. I'm talking about how long did that fireworks stand burn?
The video didn't last that long. It just showed like it was gone. It was just gone. There was no turning back from that. And I didn't hear any sirens, like any fire department or nothing was coming. No time soon. I didn't even hear the fire department in the distance. So I'm quite sure they lost that facility.
Well, whoever got that bill, they got a high-ass bill, boy. They got a high-ass bill. Because fireworks cost. Fireworks ain't cheap.
Okay, y'all, we're going to get into some music here, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get ready to get up out of here. We're going to only be here for an hour tonight, you guys, but I did want to get in here and get on those topics about the 4th of July, because it was just, it's all kind of crazy shooting going on in the world, all that is crazy to me. Like, Cincinnati went crazy. Chicago went dumb, stupid crazy. I think it was like 91 shootings or something like that. Like, what's going on in Chicago, y'all? They need to send all the prayer warriors to Chicago because it's like it's a, I don't know what you would call it, like a cloud over those people that.
Man, Chicago.
It's just like life is not even a factor. It's like you could just walk out the door and get sprayed. You know what I'm saying? Just normal. Right. I don't understand that. Like, what is going on in Chicago?
Man, Chicago been like that. I'm talking about Chicago been like that since the 70s, man. You know what I'm saying? Early 80s. You know what I'm talking about? Shit, they was the death capital of the nation for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. Like, Chicago, that's all they base they shit on. That GD, Vice Lord, Black P-Stones, L. Rookins, BDs, and all that shit. That's all that they got up there, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you go to Chicago, if you stay in Chicago, you either going to join the gang or it's a possibility that you could get killed. You know what I'm saying? And that's just facts, man. I don't know what's going on up there. I don't know what's in the water up there. But anytime a city is killing as many niggas as Chicago killed, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about throughout the years. You know what I'm saying? Shit, man. I don't never want to go to Chicago. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
It was just a windy day. Like, I didn't see any of that. I must have been in a perfect part of Chicago because I didn't see any of that. And I guess because we was inside of a hospital and we only went out just for, like, cigarettes and shit like that. So.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Yeah. But where we were, it was calm, cool and collected. So I didn't have nothing bad to say about Chicago when I was there because it wasn't nothing happening. But when I read things and I see things, I'm like, hold up now. What part of Chicago is this?
You wasn't in the South Side, Cabrini Green. You wasn't in the West Side, the Wild Honey.
And then they took Cabrini Green down.
Yeah.
But I was in Chicago. That's the truth.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to some music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to say our final thoughts, and we're going to get out of here for tonight. And we're going to play some of this night Juice Bar, baby.
Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl?
Are you still down?
Are you still down for me, girl?
It's just you and I.
Are you still down for me, girl? 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 Are you still down for me, girl?
Sexing all day, we 24 hours. We both had long days, we fucking in the shower. Man, that pussy so sweet, we all were rolling sour. She gave up, she dripping wet, so I threw a towel. Fuck her from the back on the balcony. I pull her ass, smack her ass, she looking back at me. I kiss her thighs until her let out your inner freak. I feel you vibing besides, I love your energy. Sex is an arch, your body picture perfect. I hit a straight dick in your body curve. You say you want me, pull up in sun tight. Fuck on you all night. Are you still down for me, girl?
You say that you want me. Let the freak out of you, girl. Your body's amazing. I fuck on you all night. Yeah. Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl?
Cool to touch. I ain't gotta ask unless the end of the month. Real clutch, how we fuck while we hitting this blunt. Keep playing, role playing, how we playing these roles. Digging in that pussy like I'm Nino wearing that role. Holding on my own, new positions got in my soul. Eat you up, good nutrition that I keep in my throat. Pussy stay fresh, smells like she bathed in the soap. Tell me kill her like a song, but just do it with strokes. She threw me off, switch it up, but I love that tune. Trying to knock you out like a team facing the broom. Business right between the sheets, never leave this room. You like to howl like a wolf while you facing the moon.
You say that you want let the freak out of you, girl. Your body's amazing. I fuck on you all night. Yeah. Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl?
That's what's up, y'all. We getting ready to march on up out of here. But what I wanted to ask y'all is this. So this is kind of a personal question, but I just wanted to ask it anyway. Have anybody on this team been on a date since some of the restrictions have been lifted from COVID? Or are you kind of still on the fence about that? Because I don't know how many people on here have had vaccine, you know, shots or whatever. But how y'all feel about dating and that type of thing since COVID? So I'm going to ask you first, let's see, let's start with Playground.
Well, I've been vaccinated. Dating, you know, I guess personal preference. I feel like I still wear my mask even though I've been vaccinated in different places, especially when it's a group of people, a lot of people there. But you can date. You don't have to go out to really date, you know. Like, I ain't really much in there going on at the movies. It'll be a slow night at the movies. You go to the movies or go out for dinner or something like that. So, you know, I like I said, I think it's just a personal preference. Me personally, I would still date, even if they hadn't had their vaccine or anything. I don't think it's something, I don't think it's a big deal that they haven't, but, you know, to each his own.
Okay. That's what's up. Nice. What are your thoughts? Are you back in the dating scene or are you chilling?
I'm going to say I'm doing kind of both, but I really feel just where you're at. Anywhere you go, out in public, where you're at, you know what I'm saying? Just because we don't know who's been vaccinated, who hasn't. And said, I already know when you go into these establishments, now it's a lot of people in them. And you see everybody like might see something and say, fuck it. Fuck the mask, but I got mine on. I don't give a damn. Y'all ain't about to give me nothing. Fuck that. I'm still wearing the mask. So that's not going to stop me from dating. You know what I'm saying?
Word. DJ Sergeant Ross, you dating or you chilling?
Well, I wasn't dating before the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't dating before the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know how to answer that because I wasn't dating way before the goddamn pandemic. So have I come in contact with some people on that level? Yeah, but that was for the pandemic. That was just only one person. You know what I'm saying? And I know this person. You know what I'm talking about? But as far as dating goes, shit, man, I'm 49 years old. I ain't got time to date no more.
You should be living it up at 49. You should be dating. You should be having your
time. Man, I'm not doing nothing. These motherfuckers want to act like Bushall Gogs. They act like Bushall Gogs. And I'm going to sit back and I'm going to chill in my bed, drink my drink, smoke my weed. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I ain't studying dating. You know what I'm saying? For real. Because I got too much on my plate now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to finish that. And then, you know, maybe after 6 months or a year of this shit, you know what I'm saying, we see how, you know, things go, then maybe I'll consider dating. But right now, hell no. True.
Okay, y'all. Well, that's it for me. I didn't have a lot this evening. And I want y'all to have a blessed and safe Tuesday night. And if you decide to go out, do put on your mask. Just put it on. Because now it's just like a thing. When I get up and I'm going out, I put on a damn mask. I just, you know, it's a thing now. So, you know.
It's normal. It's normal. You know what I'm saying? Whereas, you know what I'm saying, when the pandemic started, we was forgetting them bitches at the house. We got to turn around and go back and get the goddamn mask and all that old shit. Now it's become a part of everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you haven't got vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got vaccinated or you're unsure about being vaccinated, then you should wear a mask any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I think the mask is another way of government control and how to track people that actually took the vaccine or not. Because, you know, they said, well, if you got vaccinated, you ain't got to wear the mask no more. You know what I'm saying? So it's all a big money scheme. You know what I'm saying? It's all a big money scheme.
All right.
True.
That's just it. You guys have a safe Tuesday, and we will see you next Tuesday, God willing. here. Yes. On Real Talk Roundtable. I'll be sure.
One band, yeah, one time.
And we out this ragged ass bitch. Trill.
Trill.